Father. How we love you. How we exalt and honor you. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? We worship before your throne this morning, Lamb of God, the Lamb who was slain before the foundations of the world to receive honor, glory, riches, strength, and blessings. You reign forever. Your name is forever great. You are self-existing. You don't need the man to be the God you are. You are unchangeable. The same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Who can be compared to you? When we look at the works of your hands, what is man that you're so mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. What did we do to deserve this grace and mercy? You have showed us so much kindness. What shall we render unto you? You did not count our sins against us. And today we are here to give you praise and to receive from you. Flood our hearts with the revelation knowledge of your Son, Jesus. Fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we will walk worthy of you unto all pleasing and bearing fruit in every good work. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. It's time for the word, and I need you to be very attentive so that you can receive from the Lord this morning. But I can assure you that this morning your life will never be the same again. I said I can assure you that this morning your life will never be the same again. I said I assure you that this morning your life will never be the same again. Last week, we began to look at the third pursuit for the manifestation of glory. We have first looked at wisdom. We looked at power. And today, we are looking at wealth and riches. And we shared some wonderful truths on wealth and riches. And we need to understand something. That though God is rich, he does not have money. Because riches actually is a spiritual experience. God's riches are in glory. According to the book of Philippians chapter 4. God's riches are in glory. It's not in money. His riches are in glory. Which means that God's wealth or God's riches is revealed in the quality of his attributes. Please pay attention. God's riches are revealed in the qualities of his attributes. So I spoke to you last week that God is rich. When he wanted to create the world, he didn't buy cement. God tapped into spiritual resources that are found in his attributes and made it happen through them. In other words, because God is all powerful, his wealth is in that power. So if he wants to create, he will only have to cash out or bring out resources which exists in his personhood and in his essence and in his attributes to make things happen. And which is why we need to understand the power of true riches. Because true riches can be experienced when a believer partners with God. True riches is experienced by the partnership of the believer with God. So when we're speaking of true riches, the first thing to think about is not money. The first thing to think about is glory. Too many believers are looking in the wrong direction. Too many believers have hope in the wrong thing. Too many believers are building on sinking sand. So their hope is in their company. Their hope is in their parents. Their hope is in their brethren who is outside the country. So we don't understand the meaning of true riches. I explained to you last week that there's a difference between money, wealth, and riches. Unfortunately, because understanding has been corrupted, when we say riches, someone is thinking of money. We talk of wealth, someone is thinking of money. But we need to understand that, you know, money is very generic because years and decades ago, people did not use money. Abraham was rich in cattle. He was rich in gold and silver. So in every dispensation, the medium of exchange differs, which is why we need a more lasting and eternal understanding of what wealth and true riches are. I'm teaching good here. Now, we need to understand wealth and riches from three perspectives. Too many believers are looking at the last perspective, which is only the building upon and not the foundation. Hear me carefully. The wealth of your spirit man is your faith. So if I want to know how rich a man is, I check his faith life. How much he believes God. Now, for your example, this building was built with a starting point of 8,000 Ghana cedis. But the real content that produced it was not the money, but the faith of the one who led it. So listen to me. If there is anything to build, it's not your account, because you can lose your money. If there is anything to build, it's to build your faith. Because if you lose your money, your faith can bring it back. You didn't get what I just said. If you lose your money, if you lose your investment, your faith can reproduce it. So the true wealth and riches of the believer's spirit is his faith. Now, number two, the true wealth and riches of your soul is your transformation. So hear me carefully. If you are poor, if you lack faith, because it is through faith we tap in all of God's resources for us. It is through faith we tap into the resources of God for us. So the wealth and riches of your soul is your transformation. Your spiritual growth, how much of Christ you are looking like. Please pay attention. How much of Christ you are looking like. How you love people is riches. How you easily forgive people is riches. So are you realizing that we are not mentioning money here? Because listen to me. Any wealth you don't carry along with you into heaven is useless. Any wealth and riches you can't carry to heaven doesn't mean anything in heaven. So if it's a car you are boasting of to be the value of your wealth, then you are poor, because when you get to heaven, you will leave your car for someone to drive it. Please pay attention.
So the true wealth and riches of your soul is your transformation. At first, you were a weed smoker. Through the help of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you quit smoking. And now you give yourself to prayer and the Word of God. You are getting richer. You went to serious pornography. And today, you don't watch it anymore because a new power has broken that system that controlled you. You are becoming rich. There is a level of humility in your life. You don't despise people. You don't see yourself as above everybody when you appear in a place. It is true riches. We call it the riches of transformation. That is the wealth of your soul. So if your character is questionable, you have nothing in your spiritual bank. And hear me carefully, we come to the final one. The wealth of your body is good health and financial wealth. So this one is the last stage. The wealth of your body is good health and financial wealth. By the time we are done today, you realize that if you are healthy, you are wealthy. Because no matter how rich you are physically, if you are sick, you will never enjoy any asset or property you possess. I'm teaching you there. Is someone following what I'm teaching? Now, last week we began to look at the constituents or the tributaries of wealth and riches. And we said the tributaries of wealth and riches are also from three dimensions, like I just explained. The wealth and riches of your spirit, the wealth and riches of your soul, and the wealth and riches of your body. That's your physical being. And we said that the wealth and riches of your spirit is a makeup of, number one, Christ in you. According to the book of Colossians chapter 1, the verse 27, observe something from there. Colossians 1, 27. He says, Colossians 1, 27. To whom God will make known what is the what? Riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, the riches of your spirit is Christ in you. Number two, we said speaking in tongues. If you are a believer who speaks in tongues, it's wealth. Because the Bible says, whoever speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but speaks to God. For you to be able to tap into the hotline of heaven is a blessed riches. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, which means you charge your spirit man like a car battery. If you normally pray in your normal language or your local dialect, you are very limited. It is very difficult to pray for 10 hours if you are praying in English or in Chi or in Ewe or in Ga language. But when you speak in tongues, you are not limited because at that time, the Holy Spirit is praying through your spirit. So you can keep speaking, keep speaking, keep speaking until you enter into a new dimension in your walk with God. That is riches. It's a resource God gave to you. You know, when an ambassador goes into a country, he is given resources to help him be comfortable in the nation he's representing his nation in. So the British High Commissioner didn't come empty-handed. They gave him resources. They built a house for him. They gave him a car. They gave him items to make his work easy. Likewise, because you belong to heaven and you came to the earth, you are now an ambassador. And because you are an ambassador, God also gave you resources. And part of it is the ability to speak in the Holy Ghost. I'm teaching good here. Worshipping God is a spiritual riches. Manifestation of spiritual gifts. The gift of prophecy is a spiritual riches.
You prophesy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gift of healings, workings of miracles, tongues and interpretation. These are riches in your spirit, man. They are resources God gave to you. Listen, you know, some people don't know this ability called speaking in tongues. By these riches God gave to your spirit, man, you can use that ability to call forth money, to call forth employment, to call forth favor your way. Many Christians don't understand. I'm teaching you there. Giving is a wealth of your spirit. Fasting and prayer is spiritual wealth. A deep relationship with God, spiritual wealth. Your ability to hear the voice of God is riches. Favor is spiritual riches. And finally, knowing who you are in Christ is a riches. It's a kind of wealth in your spirit, man. When you know who you are in Christ, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation to me because I am in Christ. You know, sometimes the devil can remind you of a sin you committed a year ago or an abortion you did and tell you you are not going to heaven and tell you nothing good will come out of your life. Sometimes you have thoughts of suicide. A voice will speak to you and tell you, go and kill yourself. Sometimes all kinds of voices. If you know who you are in Christ, it is a wealth that enables you to handle tough situations that comes your way. That is why every child of God must know who he is in Christ. If you don't know you are forgiven in Christ, if you don't know in whom we have redemption, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, Satan will play with your mind. If you don't know that Jesus said, I have given you power to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. If you don't know you have been given power and authority to destroy, to trample, to overthrow principalities and their activities. If you don't know it, you will be in trouble. You will be begging the devil for what you should be casting out. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16:17. In my name, they shall speak in new tongues. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He says that they shall eat any deadly thing and it shall not harm them. So we have been given an authority. Tell someone, I have authority in Christ Jesus. Tell someone, I have authority to cast out devils. You are not saying it. Tell someone, I have authority to cast out devils. So basically, your spiritual wealth or the wealth of your spirit, man, is your spiritual capacity built over the years. So when a spirit is coming to you, the spirit will first, listen, are you ready to get this thing? You don't look like you're ready. If a spirit enters a neighborhood, if a spirit enters this auditorium, if a spirit meets a man, before the spirit will do anything, the spirit will first measure or weigh that person on a scale. If it's an unbeliever, the spirit will check, are you born again? Because if you are born again, there's a mark that shows. And if you are born again also, there is a mark that shows that you are on fire for God. So when a spirit appears, the spirit will weigh your capacity first before he throws anything or does anything. So if a spirit appears in a place, he will first check your weight. How much of God you carry? Listen, that can you take this thing? Listen, God is measured in weight in the life of believers. Christ is in every believer, but how much of Christ you have downloaded into your soul really matters. So our weight in the spirit differs. Remember, when you are born again,
You are born like a child that has been born fresh. If you give birth to a child, the child is exposed because the child does not have strength. But when a child begins to grow into 13, 14, 15, 16, and the child begins to go to the gym and he keeps lifting weight, he keeps lifting weight, he keeps eating well. So remember, though when you give birth to a child, a life force has been delivered, that life force must feed on life to live. And that life is food. Are you following what I'm saying? So you need to understand that there's a place for building capacity, for growing spiritually. Your ability to build capacity and grow is your first wealth. Because spirits don't respect how much money you have. They respect how much God you carry. Spirits don't respect how much money you have. They respect how much God you have. And God can be quantified in the life of every believer. How much you know about God. You are here, you don't pray. You don't have a prayer life. You are here, you don't know how to fast. You are here, you don't even touch your Bible. Spiritually, you are naked. Spiritually, you are poor. You don't listen to teachings that will help build your spiritual life. You are poor, and it is just a matter of time you realize that you are poor. I'm teaching good here. So the wealth of your spirit man is your spiritual weight. Number two is the wealth of your soul, which is today's message. Now, pay attention to this clearly. The wealth of your soul is revealed in a stable and renewed mind. A stable and renewed mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen to me. If every single day you keep memorizing scripture, you keep meditating on scripture, you keep reading the scripture, what you are doing is that you are adding more value and wealth to your soul. So it is in your ability to renew your mind daily with the word of God. A mind that is controlled by the word. Listen to me. If your mind is not controlled by the word, it will soon be controlled by the world. It is assumed, okay, that when you don't study the word of God and renew your mind will be blank. That's a lie. Can I ask you a question? If you leave a land bare for 6 months, have you noticed that weeds grow out of it? Did you plant the weeds? The fact that the land was bare gave access to weeds. Now, do you see weeds in this place? Why? Because the building work has gone on it. Likewise, if you do nothing about the state of your mindset, something else will grow that is foreign and you may have no control over it. So you don't have an option than to grow the word of God. Sow the seed of the word of God in your heart, in your mind, so that that word will take effect in your life and bring transformation to you. Listen, every verse of this Bible is wealth. I will never leave you or forsake you. Wealth. So what happens when you take the word of God and you put it inside you? You are putting wealth and riches inside you. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, little children, ye are of God and you have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What I'm saying is wealth. I'm teaching good here. Joyfulness is a wink of the wealth of your soul. Number three, spiritual knowledge or spiritual intelligence is a wealth of your soul. Next is the fear of God. If you're a believer who fears God, you have spiritual, you have riches and wealth. Kindness, love, forgiveness, humility, obedience. Liberality. Liberality means your ability to give. You just communicate what you have to others. You share. You're able to communicate with others. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2. The Bible says, how that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Now, the Macedonian church was a very poor church. But here, the Bible says that the willingness and the joy of their giving, despite their deep poverty, the Bible called it riches. So you see, we must measure riches the way God measures it. So a believer who is Libra is rich. I'm teaching you here. And finally, is the wealth of your body or physicality. Are you ready? Number one is your posture in approaching God in worship. Your posture in approaching God in worship. It's a kind of wealth. Sometimes worship is going on and a believer has put his hands in his pocket. Do you know what is wrong with you? You are poor. We are worshiping the one who created you. The one who put breath into your nostrils and your hands are in your pocket. There's something wrong with you. There's something wrong. Sometimes I see how diplomatic. It is only in church you are gentle, but in your area, everybody knows you. You dance Shaminogbo, you dance Mapuka, you dance all kinds of dance, dangerous dance. But in church, that's when you are gentle. And people think you are gentle, but you're not gentle. You are wicked. So people express gentility in the wrong place. So listen to me. Your response in the presence of God is a kind of wealth. We are doing worship. You just go down your knees. You lift up your hands. Oh, that's a rich man there. That's a rich man. I'm teaching good here. Number two is financial empowerment. You are empowered financially. It's a wealth of the physicality of man. That's your body. Property acquisition. Your ability to meet your needs and the needs of others. Check your Bible. When God is blessing people, He blesses them to become a blessing to others. So if you are at a place where everything you have can only cater for you, you must cry to God. Pay attention to what I'm teaching you. Right from the Bible, when God called Abraham, He says, I will bless you and you will become a blessing. So we are not only blessed, we are to become a blessing to others. You see, so the end goal is not that you are blessed of God. The end goal is that you are a blessing to others. So listen to me, if you are blessed and you are not a blessing, the equation is incomplete. I'm teaching you though. So check yourself. If you haven't come to a place where others are benefiting from the resources God has given to you, it means there is a default that you need to fix through the help and the grace of God. It's either you are stingy or you don't have it at all. And if you don't have it at all, you need to cry to God in prayer for wisdom, for empowerment. Because sometimes poverty can be a state of the mind. Sometimes it can be a spiritual attack. And sometimes it can be lack of wisdom. I'm teaching good here. So you will need to, by the help of God, diagnose why you are facing that challenge. Because until you are a blessing to others, you are not experiencing true wealth and riches. Hear me carefully. Wealth is not measured by how much you have. It's measured by how much you give. I repeat myself. Wealth is not measured by how much you have. Wealth is measured by how much you give. If I were you, I would put this on my status. Instead of putting those funny clips on your status. Instead of putting Lil Wayne on your status, put this on your status to give someone wisdom. So your wealth is not measured by how much you have. It is measured by how much you give. So I've said it several times. A millionaire is not one who has 1 million. A millionaire is one who is a blessing to millions. That's a millionaire. So if you have 1 million in your bank account and you die and your bank takes it, are you a millionaire? Listen, if you keep these principles, go back and go and listen to these teachings. It will save you from a lot of messes. It will save you from that super bet lifestyle. Eh? Where every money you get, you use it on super bet. If you are here, look at me. You hear me? If you are here and you are doing super bet and Avieta, I am telling you, your end is poverty. Listen to me carefully because I'm giving you wisdom. There is a system God has created to make the Christian wealthy. And we call it covenant principles for wealth. Superbet and Avieta is a system Satan designed to destroy financial integrity in the lives of people. A bet that causes people to steal company money. A betting system that makes people use their rent. There was a young man who started making money and he was introduced into Superbet by a friend. And his first bet was 5,000 Ghana cedis. And he won 50,000 Ghana cedis. You see, Satan will trick you by making you win the first two times. So he said, if I give 5,000 and I have 50,000, if I give 50,000, how much will I have? You see the calculation? Satan will calculate it for you. And he gave that 50,000 also. He used it. And when he gave the 50,000, he had 120,000. All his friends in the office started giving him funds. You blow, you don't blow. And this guy invested that 120,000 for another amount. You see how Satan, someone says, Satan will give you a nice idea and give you a certain kind of hope that it shall be well with you. Do it. So you will not know what is controlling you, but at that time, because you are in the app, you are under the authority and power that controls the app. Meanwhile, you have not given your tithe. Meanwhile, you don't give your offering. Meanwhile, you have never given sacrifice. Meanwhile, you have never given seed to God. That's how it is. And when he put that money in, everything, boom, his BP started rising. You see, that's how the thing is. And quickly, now he was imagining, how can I get the money back? How can I get the money back? He emptied his Momo business. Eh? He was having a merchant number. So all his money was in it. Then he put it quickly. He put some bell. Phew! That money too went. And the man who wanted to help him to do business gave him 200,000 Ghana cedis to start the business and invested it. That one too was gone.
He sold his car, gone. He sold his house, gone. Now, he has spent $800,000 on super bet and he had nothing. What kind of bet is this? Do you know that what we have done so far here cost us about about 1.5 million Ghana cedis. So if this guy used 800,000 to finance Satan's kingdom, that is half of this project. Imagine that money was in a kingdom. Do you know what that guy will become in heaven? But you see, Satan won't tell you. Hear me carefully. If you are on super bet, you are on your journey to poverty. You are on your journey to BP. You are on your journey to become a thief in life. I'm teaching you truth. Listen, and you are looking. You see, the way people are sitting down gentle. If I tell you the number of people sitting down watching my face who are on super bet and Avieta, that plane, the number of believers who have been boarding that plane. So sometimes the lack of joy in church is not because of anything. He shared Chelsea match, or Manchester, 5,000. Boom. Sunday, you will never listen to the word of God. You are angry and bitter. And that bitterness too, you add God to it. Hey! What has God got to do with your super bet? When you were spending the money, did you spend it with God? So, listen, I am just advising you and giving you counsel because I can predict your end if you are a super better. I said it by the Spirit. He who has an ear, let him hear. Now, principles of wealth and riches. I don't know what the time is going too fast like that. Principles of wealth and riches. Now listen to me. If you want to walk in wealth, you need to hear these principles. Please, hear these principles. If you keep these principles, something will change about your entire life. Number one, wealth is measured by how much of God you know. Wealth is measured by how much of God you know. Your closeness to Him and your weight in the Spirit. Wealth is measured by how much of God that you know and your closeness to Him and your spiritual weight. So we need to understand that our most important wealth is what? Our spiritual capacity. Hear me carefully. If you have not built a deep relationship with God and 1 million Ghana cedis comes into your hands, you will be destroyed. You know, some of you think you are humble. Wait until I drop 100,000 Ghana cedis into your account. Some of you look humble. There are some of you, your erection has gone on relegation because there's no money. Have you realized that it's when you get money in abundance, that's why you begin to see nice girls? So see, I was white, so everybody's ugly. Every woman is ugly because was white. Once money comes, there's a certain anointing that makes every woman a fair woman. I'm teaching you, you wait until you come there. You see, most of you here, God is about to change your story. It's lack of faith, people here. I don't know. Let me come here. Most of you here, God is about to change your wealth level. Let me give you people a chance. Most of you here, in the next 2 months, God is about to change your financial story. Let me come back here and see what I can do here. I said, in the next 2 months, God is about to change your story. Let me give you people here. Last chance. In the next 2 months, God is about to change your story. Let me give you an opportunity. In the next 2 months, there are some of you here, God is about to change your story. Hallelujah. So you know, you will need to build spiritual capacity. You must know God. You must understand New Testament covenant principles. You see, your salary is 500. You can't pay your tithe when it's 500. When God gives you 5,000, will you pay? Will you give? You won't give. He that is faithful in little is faithful in much. When God checks your current level, the way you are selfish at this smallness, God can't trust you. And if God cannot trust you, he can't entrust you. You see, the reason, the difference between Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom is that people think God delays in making people wealthy. You see, God does not give you wealth that will destroy. He gives you wealth that will build his kingdom and build your home. Satan gives you instant gratification and destroys you. When God gives it to you, it lasts. So God wants you to be matured to be able to handle such resources. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the goal of God is different from the goal of the enemy. The goal of God is to make you deep in your walk with him. The goal of Satan is to destroy you. So listen, when God checks you right now, you love drinking alcohol, Smirnoff, Akpeteshin, three thoughts. Why are you looking at my face like that? When God is checking you, upensa, you love alcohol. So God says, if I give this guy money, he will become an alcoholic. If anybody's offended around you, tell the person I'm still preaching. So when God watches you, he realized that if he drops 5,000 into your account, 2,500, you use it to buy beer and Guinness for your friends. The one that is sweating with ice cubes. When God checks you right now, your money, your giving, you only give to girls. And not just any girl, fine girls. He said, the Lord spoke to me to sow. He said, hey, master, be careful. So God has realized that all the seed you are sowing is only to fair ladies. And when God watches the way you are sowing the seed, if he gives you more, you see, as I'm teaching here, you should know why things are not going the way it's going. So number one, wealth is measured by how much of God you know. Number two, wealth is not measured by how much you give, but by how much you release. Wealth is not measured by how much you keep, but by how much you release and are a blessing to others. Please don't forget this principle. Please follow what I'm teaching you. Can you take this? Can you take this? Oh, you're not here. Can you take it? Wealth is not stored capacity. Wealth is giving capacity. So wealth is not how much money you can store, but how much money you can give. Now, remember, I'm not teaching you that every money you have, give it. Because if you are here, I've told you there are three principles of giving. You first give to who? To God. Number two, you give to yourself. Then you give to others. That's the principle. So any money that comes to you as a salary, remember God first. Then you save some and use some for your expenses. Then you make sure others also benefit. That is the principle the Bible teaches us. So if you have money and God is out, others are out, and it stays only with you, you will soon be poor. I pray you take it. Number three, you don't work for wealth and riches. It is an empowerment. You don't work for wealth and riches. It's an empowerment. I'm going to share some serious things with you that will shock you. Nobody can work for wealth. You can't work for wealth. You can work for money.
Hear me carefully. You can work for money, but you cannot work for wealth. Because there is a difference between money and riches. I told you last week that money is a legal tender by which we exchange goods and services. But wealth is an acquisition of multiple assets and having a system that multiplies the money that you have. So we don't work for wealth. It is an empowerment. Listen to me. The most wealthiest people you see are backed by spirits. You didn't get what I'm just saying. So listen, if you're a business person here, you need to understand that you can have money and not have wealth. And if you have money, you can only take care of the needs around you. But to multiply the money, there must be an empowerment somewhere. I know people who work at Abosokai, and they consult spirits that use ghosts to pull people as customers. So their wealth is coming from an empowerment of a spirit. So hear me carefully. We don't work for wealth. We work for money. But we need to understand that wealth is an empowerment. God must empower you for wealth. Or Satan must empower you for wealth. I'm teaching good here. Every wealthy man has a spirit backing him. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Note this thing I'm teaching you. The Bible says, but thou shalt what? Remember the Lord thy God. I'm glad to see this. For it is he that giveth thee what? Power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto his fathers. Now this thing is deep. For you to be wealthy, you must be in covenant with the spirit. Wealth is an empowerment. So it is either Satan is empowering you or God is empowering you. But you see, he says that he may establish his covenant. You must be in covenant with the spirit to experience wealth. That is why everybody has money, but not everybody has wealth. Because wealth is spiritual. Which means if you're on a journey to start business, you must have an altar you are servicing daily. If you are doing real business, that must carry returns. You must have an altar you are servicing. You see, these people that you have been seeing on TV telling you that churches that have come is only about money. Don't go and give your money to any pastor. Don't go and give your money to any church. Those people, you don't know what they do in secret. Where they have been going in Benin, where they have been going in Zima, where they have been going in different zones to strengthen their orders. You don't know. So you just listen blindly. So listen to me. Until God empowers you, you can never be wealthy. Listen to me. There's a realm of wealth when you get there and there's no backing of a spirit. It's either you get sickness or a disease, and they kill you. They kill you. If you go to Abosokan, where they sell spare parts, every time, every week, there's a funeral. They keep killing them just like that. You know why? Because if you don't have backing, someone with backing will take you out of the market to survive. I'm teaching you something serious here. When it comes to wealth, there must be a backing. This morning, may the Lord empower you with wealth. You see, when I'm prophesying like this, and then your amen is like as though you are not serious. And you see, I said this morning, when may the Lord empower you with wealth. Any power sitting on your finances, any power limiting your financial flow, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit to get out. In the name of Jesus. Anything that has crippled you financially, this morning I prophesy abundance. I prophesy abundance.
I prophesy abundance. I prophesy abundance. I prophesy abundance. In the name of Jesus, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain coming to your house. In this week, the rain of wealth will come to your house. The rain of abundance will come to your house. Be empowered in the name of Jesus. In the next 1 minute, pray and say, Lord, empower me with wealth. Lift your voice and pray. Empower me with wealth. You don't work for wealth. You must be empowered to be wealthy. Pray the Lord, empower my hands with wealth. Empower my mind with wealth. Empower me with wealth. Empower me. Every idol in your family that has decided that you will never see anything below, and you will never see anything that is above 1,000 Ghana cedis. Any spirit, any idol, every covenant with a demonic force that has limited your finances, the Lord is raising financial militants here. The Lord is about to raise new homes of financial authority. The Lord is about to raise men and women who will be so wealthy, empowered by God. They will be young, but they will be powerful. They will be young, but they will be rich. They will be young, but they will be wealthy. The Lord will empower your business. It doesn't matter. The Bible said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Which means you can be selling tomatoes, but when God empowers you, that tomatoes will yield wealth. You can be a small business owner. Your business can be on a table, but when the Lord empowers you, you can go global. You can start small, but when there is an empowerment from heaven, you can do mighty things, because wealth is a spirit. Wealth is an empowerment. Wealth must come from heaven. Lord, empower me with wealth. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Empower me. Empower me. Empower me. There are so many of you who are young and you are here, and you are thinking, how can I make it? You are thinking, how can I support the work of God when I don't have a job? How can I do the work of ministry? How can I build this church? How can I support when there's no money? Listen to me. There is an empowerment that God can give to you. God can change your story in just 1 year. God can change. He can change. He can change the course of time. He can connect you to one person, and that one person will be the beginning of your wealth. He can bring someone into your life, and the person he will bring will change everything. He can give you a helper. He can give you a helper. Even Jesus needed helpers. Even Jesus had 12 disciples. Even Jesus was held by God. Now, number two, commit your finances before God. Commit your finances. Commit your finances into the hands of God. Lord, this morning, I hand over my money into your hands. I hand over my finances into your hands. Be Lord over my finances. La Brasho. There are spirits that siphon money. There are spirits that make people be in debt. There are spirits that make people take loans and they can't pay. You are praying that, Lord, I hand over my money to you. May I never be a beggar. May I never beg, even though I'm working. There are some of you, you are working, yet you are borrowing. Some of you, you are working, yet before the month ends, you don't even have one cedi. It's like something is holding your money. Something is siphoning your money. Something speaks to you. Something makes you use your money for the wrong thing. There are some of you, the moment you get money, your mother is sick. The moment you get money, your father is sick. The moment you get money, someone must do a surgery. The moment you get money, something is going on. But you are praying, Lord, I hand over my finances to you now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice and pray. Every power assigned to make sure your wealth will never be in place, rebuke that spirit over your money. You are going to pray and say, Satan, take your hands off my finances. Satan, take your hands over my money. Satan, take your hands off my business. Satan, take your hands off my job. Come on, pray. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Now, what we are doing is not a joke. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. It's only God that can make a man wealthy. Some of you are working hard, yet nothing is coming. It's like something is holding. You don't know what happens, but money just finishes from your hands. Unexplainable. The moment you have money, there's a problem. It's either your son is sick or your daughter is sick, or you receive a phone call that will make you use that money. All these things can be attacks. Satan can design a system where you will never spend your own money above 200. You will use your money to solve problems. You use your money to fix your car. You use your money to do things. You do things and you realize that money is coming, but the money is going to the wrong place. There are sometimes demons are involved. I know of a man whose taxi he was using. There was witches used the taxi to travel in the spirit realm at midnight. The car was new, but every day he was going to mechanic. As I speak to you, the car is still at the mechanic shop. Witches were sitting in the car and driving it spiritually. You'll be there and say, how can a witch sit in a car when I can't see? You don't understand how the spirit realm operates. Listen to me. Things are going on. This world is spiritual. If God should open your eyes to see what is going on in the spirit, you will never take your Christian life for granted. There are some people, they've put rags on them into Mango Eshel. So wherever you go, people see rags. You are smelling in the spirit, so they can't accept you. You look normal. You are buff. There is perfume on you, but spiritually you are smelling. So you are doing your best. People don't recognize it. People want to do you good, but when they see you, they are angry. They are offended seeing you. It's a spirit. Hear me. I hear the Lord say that this morning there are 30 people he would deliver from financial cares. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anything that is limiting your life, if a devil is involved in what is happening to your life, if Satan is involved in what is happening to your finances, if Satan is involved in what is happening to your money, this morning I rebuke the power now. I rebuke the power now. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. Let's finish this in 10 minutes. Principle number 4. Wealth and riches is a product of divine wisdom, virtue, and character. Wealth and riches is a product of divine wisdom, virtue, and character. Hear me. Build your character, because your character can become your wealth. There are some of you, the reason why you are where you are is because of your character. Listen to me carefully. Build good character, because your wealth is in it. Have you noticed how these Sakawa boys are believing? Because there's no character, all the money, they use it for smoking, for chilling, for spending money uselessly. You know why? Because there is no character. There is no character. There is a certain level of character I've built around money. I've built a character. So when money comes, you see, can I shock you? Money flows through your character. Money, it flows through your character. If your character is bad, money will flow from that bad character. Which means your expenses, your daily living will be a product. Your finances will be a product of your character. So, you see, that's what people don't know. If you are a good man and money comes to you, you do good things. if you are bad, money comes to you. You will do bad things. So money will reflect your character. So if I want to know who someone is, I check how he spends. There are some who use all the internet they buy to watch pornography. You know, they've not built character. So all their wealth is passing through a channel which is siphoning their wealth. There are some of you, all the wealth God wants to give to you, you have started using it to sleep with prostitutes. So do you see that God cannot be able to help you? You know why? Because your character is wrong. Please listen to me here. Build a good character. Don't look for money. Look for character. Because if you don't have character and money comes, money will destroy you. That disrespectful pride, if you don't kill it, if money comes, you will take wrong decisions. Know what I'm saying? So wealth is a product of divine wisdom. You need wisdom on how to handle money. You know, some of you young boys, you get money, you buy shoe. You get money, you buy dress. You get money. You can ask my wife. She's always complaining. Why is that you don't buy things? When I see the need of people, I can't buy things. I've been telling people, I've never bought a shoe above 200 Ghana cedi before. If you see me wearing an expensive shoe, someone bought it for me. I have built a certain wisdom because there's a time to spend and there's a time to hide. Some of you women think that every Sunday you must sew a new dress. For your information, you are under pressure feeling that if I don't wear a new dress, people will say I'm wearing the same dress. Who do you care about? Hear me carefully. If you repeat one dress 5 times, it's a sign it belongs to you. There are times deliberately wear the same dress for 4 Sundays. It will kill something in your heart. So there are Christians who can't come to church because they don't have a dress. So hear me carefully. If you are that type that is spending, you have money buffalo, you have money interior, you have money fried rice, you have money pizza. At this your age, you are eating pizza. You see, you are not a serious person. I'm telling you, young man, you're not serious. You're not serious. You love chilling. Tilapia at Filippo. At this your age. Catfish. Spiced. Yeah, spicy catfish. No, at this your age, you are eating catfish. Who's throw? Who didn't know that fish? So you see, people are there complaining, Lord, why is my finances like this? Why is my finances like this? The way you are living, every day you are on reels. Now internet, show MTN, after MTN, their experience in taking credit. Only you, every day you spend 50 CDs on credit. It's not that you are using the money for forex trading. You are using the money to browse and you are checking C. Ronaldo status, you are checking Beyonce, you are checking reels. Hey, so you can spend 4 hours using your internet to do useless things and you are telling God to empower you to do what? You see how you're unserious? Every week your budget is 500 Ghana cedis. So you won't cook. You order from Basilisa. You order from Chicken Licking. You order from Papaya. No, you see, many of you, the way you are behaving, I can predict your future. So there is no wisdom in handling finances. Every money you get, you have to change your phone. Every money, you see, you are 18 years, you are using iPhone 12. You see, most of you don't understand why God brings money to you. Someone gave me a Mercedes Benz. A C-class. You all know it. Now, it got to a time in this building. We needed money. It is wisdom as a pastor you must learn to sacrifice. I sold the car. Someone will say, hey, a young man who's using a Mercedes Benz, you should be able to go somewhere. Then people will respect you. What respect? What respect? Now, isn't this the respect enough? That people can come to church and sit down comfortably in an air condition? Isn't that respect enough? So you see, many don't understand. Listen, if you're a young man here, that money you are getting, stop using it on Superbet. Stop using it on Aviator. Save the money. Have a plan. You can start a small, Momo business with about 3,000 Ghana cedis. So if your salary is 2,000, you can save and give yourself 6 months. You start that business in a small shop. At least you are working. They are paying you 2,000. You have another business that is paying you more. That's how we build wealth. We don't build it big. We start small. I'm teaching you something here. So don't be spending money on buying suit, buying shoe, buying earring, buying dress, buying shoes, buying heels every week. What are you doing with them? Have you noticed all the shoes you have bought? They are inside your shoe rack. Some of them you wear it once a year. And that thing there is money. Some of you, your hair is money. It's a land that is in your room. It's a land. The hair you wear is a land. A land is on someone's head. 2 plots. Please, I'm teaching you something serious. Don't be a spendthrift. I'm telling you, learn to sacrifice. Suffer in your youth. Suffer. Live a simple life. Simple life. This shoe you are seeing there, I think 2 years ago, it was 150 Ghana cedis. Because I've not gotten to the time where it's time for me to chill. Oh, perfume, 1,000 Ghana. Perfume. Paul Walker, Henny TB. I'm teaching you though. Because listen, so many people have destroyed their future in the now because they didn't understand that life is in times and seasons. Huh? From until now, the way you are chopping that 2,000, the day you lose your job, you can't survive. There are some of you students, your parents give you 150 Ghana every week. And because you know every week it will come, so mommy. A time will come. Where is it? Hey, mommy, say, mommy, you hit your hand. It's a second year. And let's see how you survive. It's a blessing, eh? That you have money, and the day your mom does not have money, you give her a loan. That's wisdom. Learn wisdom. Because wealth is not handed over to people who are foolish with finances. I'm teaching you something serious. As a pastor, my wealth is my ministry. So all my investments are in this. So I keep helping people. Someone says, won't you buy land? If last year I should have, the monies I spend on this building, I'm the highest giver. And I'll forever be the highest giver in this church. So if you think there are pastors who are spending money, I'm not one of them. Last year, to the glory of God, this project, I contributed 500,000 Ghana cedis to the glory of God. So listen to me. My investment is my ministry. To make sure you are comfortable, to make sure you are growing, to make sure anytime you are in trouble, I can come there to help you, to make sure I'm making your life comfortable and better. That is my wealth. That's my wealth. Because if you are wealthy, I'm wealthy. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. So find your base. Find your base. Anyway, number 5. Wealth is a product of mindset and mentality before activity. Wealth is a product of mindset or mentality before activity. Now, please pay attention to what I'm teaching you. If your mindset is not to be a rich person, you will never be rich. There is a mindset of rich people. I'm not saying keep buying expensive things, but there is a certain way you develop your mindset that nothing is too hard for you. And you see, for example, if you are here, you see one CD on the floor, you pick it. You're already a poor person. You're already poor before we are beginning life. You see two CD. Hey, man, I got two CD. 5 CD. Someone says, what if it's 200 note? But I don't pick money from the floor. Rich people don't do that. In Israel, when the rich people grow crops, when they are done harvesting, God told them to leave some on the floor so poor people can come at midnight and come and eat it. So it's only poor that pick things from the floor. Only poor people pick things from the floor. I'm teaching you. So your first mentality for poverty is that you pick money from the floor. Listen. So people, listen, nobody became rich by accident. Nobody became wealthy by accident. There was a mindset they developed. There was a skill. There was a certain mentality they had. Please, are you following what I'm teaching you here? So if you are, see, if everything, you will see, most of you here followed us from our old auditorium. You knew how it looked. This whole stage was the auditorium. The stage was the church. And we had the land. The mindset I'm having, oh my goodness. You see, some of you, the way you think, God would never bring anything your way. Because you think too small. You want to do small things. Tell someone, I will never die small. Listen, say it as though you are angry. I will never die small. I won't. You may not have it now. Jacob left with a blessing, but there was no money. But he had it upon his head. He left with nothing. So hear me. You must be conscious of wealth. Some of you, your mindset about wealth was derived from your father's house. Because nobody was rich in your mother's house. Nobody had money in your father's house. So there is a mentality you have built that is small. I don't deserve it. Have you noticed that when you go and use a public toilet, you pay 1 CD. When you dress well and you go to Kempinski, it's free. So the problem with you is that you feel you are unworthy. Meanwhile, when you go to Kempinski, dress well, it is free. And yet you pay 1 CD to wee wee or poo poo. So the challenge is your mindset. There was a time I wanted to wee wee. I didn't look for a public toilet. I looked for the nicest hotel in Pram Pram. I entered the place. I said, how are you? He said, I'm fine, sir. Where's your washroom? Whilst I was talking, I was moving. Where's your washroom? He said, somebody over there. Good. You can sit down. Minishio. And I want to use the other. God bless you. I'll see you. And what am I calling it? It's a mentality. Mentality. You have been thinking small. Sometimes, go see, you see, your mentality about money, your poverty mentality, because of that, you have never gone to Wessels before. You have heard Wessels, but you have never gone to Wessels. You know your problem? Your problem is that you can only go to Wessels when you have money. It's a mentality. Go there, pocket in your best dress, just be watching the things. They say, please, do you want to buy anything? Not for now. I'll be here later. And you are just checking shop right, how the things. And you call one of them, hello, come, how much is this? It says, it's 10,000 Ghana cedis. Now, don't panic. Don't panic. That's fine, I'll be here again next time to buy. Mentality. You know, you go, yeah, how much is it? 10,000. Hey! Ube kumi. Poverty mentality. You see, some of you, your attitude towards food. What say, nam enye, enye say nam enyo. I spoke about you not spending by heart. But occasionally, I use the word occasionally, go and chill yourself. Occasionally. No, I'm saying something serious. Listen, if you change your environment, something will change. Go to a nice showroom where cars are. Go and ask car where you're saying. And they'll say, this car is 500,000 Ghana cedis. Okay, that's fine. It's a very nice car. And you just live there. Would they kill you for asking price? Listen, rich people have a mentality. They hang around with an atmosphere where there's wealth. Have you ever dressed to Kempinski before? You haven't, because you feel they'll sack you. So already you are small. There are people, when they go to a place, they feel everybody's looking down upon them. It's an attitude. It's a mentality. Listen, when you go, be in charge. Be in charge. Look good, please. Don't wear foolish dress and go there and say, hey, oh, your friend saying, he'll sack you. Dress well and go there. It's a mentality. So some people feel they are not accepted. Some people say, I'm so small. I'm so small. Change your mentality and start thinking big. I told them that they should do a plan that can take over 1,000 people in the auditorium and do car park under. You can ask Mr. Sam. Mr. Sam says, Papa, you know we can't afford it. I said, hey, draw the plan. And we drew the plan. One pastor saw it and called me and said, man of God, your place is full of youth. So you can't do such a thing. I am a contractor. I know how building is. Do something small for the meantime. With time, God will give you grace. What he was saying, it was a good idea. But my mentality did not permit me. It didn't permit me. Listen, sometimes don't let people talk you into their reality. Create a reality and put them inside. We started the project with 8,000 Ghana cedis. With no hope, with no promise from any human being that I'll help you one day. No promise, no hope. For the first time, I saw someone sign a check of 100,000 Ghana cedis. For the first time, I saw someone sign a check of 400,000 Ghana cedis. For the first time, I saw someone sign a check of 150,000 cedis. For the first time, I held 50,000 Ghana cedis in my hands as fiscal cash. If I did not think big, I would never have held it in my hands. So what you think, you will soon hold. I'm telling you. So develop that mindset. Some of you, the way you are behaving, you will never own a car. You will never own a car in your life. You know why? Because of mentality. But hear me carefully. Now, a car is not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity. You spend more on Uber than when you own your own car. Right now, we are picking students. If you don't have a car, how can you go to their hostel to go and pick them? So listen, we need these resources to make work easy. If you enter this auditorium and you are feeling hot, every 1 minute you are, oh, ladies who do makeup, when they enter hot place, they don't like it. So if I didn't create that mentality that we're going to have air condition, we're going to have this, we're going to make this nice state. See, let me tell you, we didn't have anything. Nothing. But the mindset and the faith and the prayer back in it and the fasting back in it. So create the mindset and do your backdoor job. Create the mindset and do the work that is necessary to push it, and God will start bringing the people. He will start bringing the resources. He will start bringing the things that will make it happen. I'm telling you, you are not a poor man. It's your mind telling you. Your father's reality is now becoming your mindset. Your mother's reality is now becoming a mindset. Your father rented single bedroom. So your understanding of life is that a man must start with single bedroom. When we started the church, I told Pastor Skapa, go and look for a place where we can use air condition. We started church the first day in an air conditioned rented place. Someone says, I'll start in a classroom, in a school, in a Saito school. That is fine. So don't come and tell me that, you don't have to do that. Too. What if the people cannot pay? It's your mentality. When we moved from that place, we went to Hacienda, opposite UPSA. Last 4 years, we paid 32,000. Last 3 years, we paid 40,000. Last 2 years, we paid 47,000. As of the time we entered last year, we were paying 92,000 Ghana cedis. And yet we were never ejected. We only came when it was time to move here. Which means that God had to make provision to meet that vision that I have created for him. Because when a man makes a vision, God gives provision to meet the vision. You must start thinking global. Don't be a local champion. You must start thinking, doing big things for God. Tell someone, I will never die small.
You must mean it. I told myself in my prayer room, I will never remain small. I will never die small. I will do big things for God. I will accomplish great things for God.
As you keep saying them, as you keep praying, say them. Every witch, every wizard, they succeed by words. Every Christian will succeed by the words he confesses. Listen to me. You will not possess what you don't confess. Anything you are not saying, you will not see. Anything you are not seeing is because you are not saying. Because you are afraid. When God saw a void place, God said, let there be light. God was not afraid. He's teaching us a mentality. Look at someone. Tell the person, I will never be poor. And you see, it might sound as though you are unwise. Because you are owing rent and you are saying I'm not be poor. When Bishop Oyedepo caught the revelation about kingdom wealth, he started rejoicing and saying, I will never be poor before money ever entered his account. I hate poverty. Shout it. I hate poverty. I curse poverty. I will never see poverty in my life. I will never die poor. You know what's going to happen to you? God will start bringing connections your way. I'm telling you. Rise on your feet. It's high time Christians realize that, listen to me, we have a lot in God's inheritance. We are living in a time and a day and an age where if we all sit down and we say that it's not about money, it's about Jesus Christ. If you want to preach the gospel, do you preach the gospel with just preaching? No. Money. Listen to me. Wealth is a spirit. Wealth is a spirit. True riches are spiritual. And you see, one of the main reasons why many Christians are not experiencing wealth is because their mindset is detached from the Lord. All they are thinking about with the money is to build a house and a car. God's agenda is not part of it. Listen to me. I've never thought of wealth without thinking of kingdom. Because if God can get it through you to others, he will always get it to you. So listen to it. Today, I wanted to pray with a certain mindset. The Lord, I want to support your kingdom. I want to help build your kingdom. You can imagine if one person single-handedly built this auditorium. If one person buys the things that are needed here. It's a blessing. Currently, we don't have a plant. And we'll be having a plant. I told one of the ministers to print a plant. The plant we are looking for, 50 kV. I said he should print it and put it at the place where we are going to put the plant. The picture, he should put it there. In less than 6 months, the plant is going to come there. Mentality. When I come to your house, the kind of pictures I see in your house tells me where you are going. You enter your house, that women's sculpture, not a new fool at the honey nipple, and a sculpture, not a hall. You are going nowhere, at last.
If you come to my office now, okay, I made them print a picture. And in the picture, I made them print a picture of a whole stadium full of crowd. When I'm sitting down, that's what I'm watching. And that's going to be the reality of this church. As I keep watching, we keep experiencing. So listen to me. Surround yourself with things that change your mindset. Your room is too empty. Get pictures of where you are going and paste it there. You want to build a makeup shop? There's nothing about makeup in your house. Nothing. Come to my prayer room. Every experience I want to see is in my prayer room. Everything is there. So listen to me. You must change your mindset. Spend on your vision. Invest in your vision. What you want to see, invest. Change what you see. Your mindset, your vision. And some of you don't need prayer. You just need to shift in your mentality. Oh, all this while, I thought I would become like my father. That's why you were limited. Your father died poor. That's how you are thinking. That's my experience. No, your experience is the experience of Christ. And what is not in alignment of Christ is in alignment with us. Someone says, oh, but Jesus didn't have money. Go and read your Bible. The Bible says that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, so that through his poverty, you might become rich. So Jesus became poor and died so you can experience wealth. What are you telling me? What are you telling me? You're going to pray and say, Lord, number one, give me wisdom to see opportunities around me. There are some of you, your gifting is just looking for wisdom so you can be able to position yourself well to see increase. You want to pray, Lord, give me wisdom to see opportunities. Download divine ideas into my spirit to implement them. Lift your voice and pray. Ask for wisdom. Wisdom to see opportunities. Wisdom to see opportunities. Wisdom to see opportunities. Ikapati manatia taya rapa baba rapa patwa pepele ya tepele tapapa rapa skapepande ya tipale rapa rapa pale pale pray like you mean it. Give me wisdom. Divine ideas. In the name of Jesus. Listen, some of you, you don't have wealth problem. You just have relationship problems. You have not been connected. There are some of you, you have friends right now who can change your life. But you know, when they look at you, they don't think about helping you. Some of you are close to ministers. Your friends are MPs. But when you go to them, they only talk casually with you and crack jokes with you. And yet they are carrying money. They are giving people positions in places. You have good friends. You have wealthy people around you, but it's not reflecting. And some of you, you don't even have at all. You want to pray and say, Lord, connect me
to great destiny helpers who will help me to shift my life to another dimension. Listen, you need a destiny helper. You need someone to be connected to you to shift you to the next level. You want to pray, Lord, let me come into contact with the right people who have what it takes to help me. Are you here with me? Lift your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
You are not here with me. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I lift my voice, and pray.
And pray.
Connect me.
Connect me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift your voice and pray. Connect me, connect me, connect me, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Listen, you want to pray your last but one prayer. You are praying saying, Lord, give me favor.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Hard work is good. Hard work is good, but favor is better. Because you can work hard for 10 years to buy a car, which you can receive by favor in 1 year.
Oh, yes.
So in as much as labor is good, favor is better. You want to pray the Lord, let your favor shine through me and let people accept me. Have you noticed there are some of you, you go to places, people will promise you, but you don't hear from them. People will tell you you have the job, but something will happen and the thing is gone. There are some of you, people want to help you, but there is nothing that should make them help you. It doesn't move them. It's lack of favor. You want to pray the Lord, favor me so much. Let me become accepted in the name of Jesus, and let people help me. Lift your voice and pray. Favor.
In the name of Jesus,
Lift your hand and say, in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
the favor of God is upon my life.
Upon my life.
One more time, in Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name,
the favor of God
is upon my life.
I am accepted. Everywhere I go,
the
spirit of rejection,
come out.
Go now. In the name of Jesus,
I am accepted.
The favor of God
is with me.
Everywhere I go,
where men are rejected,
I'll be accepted.
Where men are disappointed,
I will be appointed.
In the name of Jesus.
Favor
is for me.
Favor
is mine
now. You are praying your final prayer.
Listen to me. There are people who are doing their best. They are working hard. Some people think they are lazy. They are even looking for a job. But there is a certain spirit. There is a demon that is holding to anything that belongs to them. And Satan has decided they won't have it. They are close to promotion. They don't remember them. The moment you see some of you, the agenda for poverty is not that a spirit is stealing your money, in as much as it is there. But there are some, the moment you have money, you use your money to repair your car, you use your money to repair your air condition, you use your money to repair, to heal your sick children, you use money to buy medications for yourself. It's a spiritual attack. You want to pray that any power that is not God's power, that is sitting on your finances, that is siphoning money from you, that is making sure that life will be hard for you, that is making you sweat, yet there's no return. You want to rebuke the power in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You need understanding. If you don't know you have been given authority to deal with it, you can't deal with it. But the Bible says you have been given authority to trample upon snakes and upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You want to say, Satan, take your hands off my life. Take your hands off my wealth. Take your hands off my finances. Take your hands off my health. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak now. Begin to pray. Rebuke every power. Ya pa 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 p